David Lee Roth had an unusual way of getting ready on concert day. He liked a big bowl of M&Ms, but not the brown ones, not one of them. He liked the red ones and orange ones too. If it had been the 90s, he'd have liked the blue. He loved the yellow, and if you've got to know, he saved the green ones for after the show. One hot night, David Lee threw a fit. His colored bowl of M&M's had brown ones in it. But the crew was one step ahead of Singer Man. They knew that M&M Mars called the light ones tan. So they left the red ones and orange ones too. If it had been the 90s, they'd have left the blue. You could feel the chill in the tour van. Along with the green ones, they left the tan. At the next town, the pranksters didn't stop. They decided to push David over the top. The rules said the browns had to be removed, but it didn't say you couldn't take the others too. So they took the red ones and orange ones too. If it had been the 90s, they'd have taken the blue. They took the yellow and green. So man, oh man, when David Lee got there, the bowl was all tan. And somewhere outside of Reno, you can still hear the screams echoing through the canyons and streams. Sammy Hagar is rich because David Lee quit the band, because his bowl of M&M's that night was all tan.